Morning. I'm Leslie Watts. I'm with the University of California, San Francisco, Bixby Center for Reproductive Health. And we'll be talking today about the emergency contraceptive visit as an opportunity to improve contraceptive method adoption and selection. And I'd like to acknowledge the contributions of my colleagues who contributed to the abstract and to today's presentation. And I have no relationships to disclose. And by the end of this presentation, you'll be able to discuss how medical record review is useful in assessing clinical quality of care. You'll be able to describe the benefit of medical record review documentation of clients' contraceptive method at the beginning and at the conclusion of a family planning visit. And you'll be able to discuss the implications of a visit for emergency contraception and receipt of contraceptive counseling. Backwards. Okay, our data comes from the California Medicaid-funded family planning program called FamilyPact, Family Planning Access, Care, and Treatment, and our UCSF contract monitors and evaluates the FamilyPact program for the Department of Healthcare Services Office of Family Planning. The program serves low-income, uninsured California men and women at risk for unintended pregnancy. And in fiscal year 11-12, the program served 1.83 million clients. We have about 2,200 active providers, both from the private and public sector. These are California Medicaid providers who agree by contract to deliver services to the FamilyPact program. The research questions that we developed for today: are women who received EC at a family planning visit more likely to change to a more effective method of contraception by the conclusion of the visit? And what is the effect of comprehensive contraceptive counseling at the EC visit? And by this, we're referring to method options, the side effects, and use, and we're excluding the counseling about EC or EC pills themselves. So as we all know, the EC pills are taken within 5 days of method failure or unprotected sex and or in conjunction with quick start initiation of hormonal contraceptives. We're not going to go to quick start today, but just briefly, that's initiating a hormonal contraception the same day without having to wait for the traditional conclusion of the period before you start the method. So our data comes from the 2011 FamilyPact medical record review that UCSF conducted for OFP. And this was designed mainly to assess the provider's adherence to the program standards, which is part of their contract when they agree to become FamilyPact providers. And some of the key points are the quality of clinical care, the adoption and continuation of effective contraceptive methods, which includes all FDA-approved methods and ECs, the provision of contraceptive counseling, and the appropriateness of STI testing and cancer screening. And we'll be covering the first three bullets of these. So we used the data from the medical record review. There were seven samples. We abstracted records at 215 provider sites. In 18 counties that were deemed representative of the state overall. From the over 2,600 females in the largest sample, the female general sample, we abstracted one visit, one family planning visit in 2009. For this brief study, we developed an EC cohort and a non-EC cohort, and we excluded 914 women from the general sample who did not have contraceptive method use documented at the beginning and the end of the visit in the record, women who did not have contraception as the purpose of the office visit. They may have been there for an STI check or a PAP visit. And we also excluded women who were seeking fertility counseling, attempting pregnancy, or found to be pregnant at the visit. What we found very interesting is that among the 2,600 women in the female general sample, we found no documentation of the copper IUD used for EC. That was very interesting. Okay, so this is the demographics of our study sample, and I'd like to have you first look to the far right in the red. These proportions are indicative of not only the female general sample, but the family pack population overall. Most are older. The larger proportion are Latina. Most say that Spanish is their preferred language, and most are continuing with the program. But if we look at the EC sample, we see that they're younger. They're under 20. They tend to be white rather than Latina. They tend to speak English rather than Spanish, and they tend to be brand new to the program. So you see that the second and third column are really closely related, but the EC cohort is very, very different. So first we looked at the contraceptive method documented at the beginning of the visit, and not too many surprises here. The EC cohort were very, very seldom were using the most highly effective methods. The non-EC cohort more so, but still not enough in 2009. The moderately effective methods, pill, patch, ring, and injection, about a quarter of the EC cohort were using those methods, as opposed to 40% of the non-EC cohort. What's most interesting is that the EC cohort were using the least effective methods, the barriers and behavioral methods, or virtually no method at all by the time they reported for the visit. We looked at EC provision by provider type, and it's much more common among public sector providers, 80% compared to about 21% of the private sector, private practice providers, either group, solo. And of those public sector providers, 44% were Planned Parenthood health centers, compared to 20% of federally qualified health centers, rural health centers, and any health services, and a smaller proportion of other public health providers. We also looked at the provision of contraceptive counseling, and again, this is about method options and choices and side effects. And a significant amount of the EC cohort, 79%, had documentation of contraceptive counseling compared to 57% of the non-EC cohort. And of the EC cohort served by Planned Parenthood, 89% had documentation of contraceptive counseling. No surprises there. But the FQHCs, RHCs, and Indian Health Services had 75%, so did very well. So finally, we then compared the method used before and after the one abstracted visit. And this is where it gets quite interesting. It's very similar, the change in the highly effective methods from 1 to 2% in the EC cohort and from 9 to 11%, very similar changes. A large change in the moderately effective pill, patch, and ring by 40 percentage points for the non-EC cohort. That's exciting to see. Modest change in the non-EC cohort. And what's really significant is the proportion of the least effective or no methods changed dramatically among the EC cohort, dropped significantly. So obviously they were shifting to more effective methods. The changes were there for the non-EC cohort, but not quite so dramatically. So we wanted to kind of tease out what was involved in making these decisions to change methods at these individual visits. So our statistician did a regression analysis, which included these covariates: age, language, race, ethnicity, family pact enrollment status, either new or continuing with the program, whether or not you were served by Planned Parenthood, the EC dispensing, the contraceptive method counseling status, and the contraceptive method choice. So these were our findings. After controlling for the woman's method use prior to a visit with the family pack provider, those who were counseled about the full range of contraceptive options were more likely to adopt a more effective method, whether or not the woman was newly enrolled in Family Pact or whether or not she received EC that day. Clients seen by Planned Parenthood health centers were over twice as likely to adopt a more effective method. There were no significant differences by patient's age, language preference, race, ethnicity, although Asian Pacific Islander women were significantly less likely than white women to switch to a more effective method. So these findings highlight the importance of ensuring that women seeking EC, who more commonly use no method of contraception prior to the family planning visit, receive comprehensive contraceptive counseling. So just to reiterate our findings, Women who received contraceptive counseling were significantly more likely to adopt a more effective method, regardless of whether they were new to Family Pact or received EC that day. There were some limitations to our data. Again, it was one abstracted visit collected in 2009. So we didn't have any way of following up. Did the woman fill her prescription at the pharmacy? Did she return to the clinic for her next depot injection? We didn't abstract that, so we don't have those data. So in conclusion, the medical record documentation points to a relationship between receiving contraceptive counseling and adopting increasingly effective methods. And an EC visit is a golden opportunity to deliver contraceptive counseling with a likely outcome that the clients will adopt increasingly effective methods. So take the time to go beyond the EC counseling and do the comprehensive counseling, because it really will make a difference. And then just a little nugget, we noted the missed opportunities to initiate the copper IUD as both EC and as effective long-term contraception. Just a comment, it was 2009, and things are very different in 2014. So if you're interested in any of these data, please feel free to contact me, and we hope to release the 2011 medical record review on the Family Pact website in the very near future. Thank you. No, it's not. Although many of our providers are Title X funded. This is a state program that receives federal funding, family planning program. It was a 1115 family planning waiver for about 10 years, and retroactive to 2010, it became part of the state plan. We really don't know from the medical record review, but I can say from experience that, for instance, the Planned Parenthoods and the community clinics do tend to stock it, but I don't think in 2009 it was really that high on the radar to be used simultaneously as EC and a highly effective method. So I think we see that that's really changed. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Angel.